I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Astros had another, another good series. They put back-to-back series together, Rich, both with the Angels and the Indians.
Yeah, where absolutely.
I feel pretty good. I feel like a lot of the series that the Astros have been playing in this early part of the season, they've been getting in a lot of series with some of the, you know, kind of some of the blue bloods. They had a Yankees series.
Yeah, they did drop 3 out of 4 to the Yankees, but that's been the blip kind of in the series that you're referencing.
Yeah, but the competition level, I think there's been a couple Seattle series in there. Seattle's been better than people think that they are this year. They feel like they played the Angels a bunch of times. We mentioned the Yankees. And even Cleveland with their record the way it is right now, we know Cleveland's a team that's better than their record. And by the time the season ends, you know, most teams go through a period of 40 games or so where they're 20-20. They just happen to be doing it at the beginning of the season. You know what I mean? They're doing it where their actual record is 20-20. You know what I mean? Like the Astros are probably at some point going to go through a spell where they're 500 over a long series of games, but it's going to be masked by the fact that they're 30-18 out of the gate. Although I don't know when that stint's going to come for the Astros, because I heard John and Paul, before we came on the air, going through the Astros schedule coming up here pretty soon, and they hit several weeks of games where they've got a bunch of slappies on the schedule. The Astros have a chance. If their hitting comes around, Rich, if the pitching stays like this and the hitting comes around, they got a chance in these early summer months pre-All-Star break to really get fat and maybe put some distance between themselves and the Angels.
I think the hitting is going to come around. I feel it's inevitable. There's enough talent on this roster for that to be the case. I mean, we went into the season thinking this was going to be maybe the best offense in baseball, and it hasn't been, obviously, but I think it still certainly has a chance over 162 games to be one of the best. What we didn't expect was this historically good starting pitching. It really has been, I mean,
that's not an exaggeration.
You're right. I mean, after every series, I think, okay, when's it coming? When is this starting rotation in particular? And it's not like the bullpen are a bunch of slackers, but when is this rotation going to get back a little closer, back down to earth, and actually be mortals out there? And look, Keuchel was not great on Saturday. From time to time, stuff happens. But for the balance of these 6 or 7 weeks, whatever it's been, historically good is completely appropriate. Whether we're talking about whip, strikeouts per nine innings, opponent batting average, ERA, just name a pitching stat among that starting rotation, and they are making history.
Yeah, they are. And it was good to see Justin Verlander get a shutout at the end of that 2-0 shutout. Was that against the Angels, the 2-0 shutout? I feel like it was.
I think it was.
Yeah. So here are just some numbers for you. If you take Lance McCullers' one bad inning he's had this year, remember he had that 8-run inning against Minnesota? It was while we were doing the show. We're watching it unfold in here. He gave up 8 earned runs in an inning. It's his only bad outing this year. If you take that one inning out of his ledger for the season, his ERA is already 3.2 even with that inning. You take it out, and he's at 2.02 ERA.
One inning.
Just take that one inning.
This from 320 to 203?
If this were a college course where you'd get to eliminate your lowest test score.
That's right.
Or golf with some buddies where you get a mulligan.
Grade him on a curve.
And you grade him on a curve. He has a 2.02 ERA, which, by the way, would still be fourth on the Astros starting pitching staff. He would still be behind Charlie Morton, who's 1.9 something, Garrett Cole, who's in the mid one somewhere, and Justin Verlander, we may see his ERA drop below one at some point here if he keeps pitching like this.
It's definitely
he's
possible.
He's barely above one right now. His 20 starts with the Astros, 21 games, 20 starts, because he had that one game where he pitched in relief in that Red Sox series.
Yes.
16-5 team record, 14-3 personal record, 1.36 ERA, 0.72 whip, almost 11 strikeouts per nine innings, opposing batting average of 156. Justin Verlander is absolutely incredible.
He's, you know, I know it's silly to say things like this, but it's true. If the season ended today, there would be no case for the Cy Young. It's Justin Verlander.
I would think so. Although here's Charlie Morton 6-0 with a 1.9 right. something.
Oh, yes.
I feel like
probably his closest challenger.
He is. I feel like the voting constituency is a little smarter nowadays than they used to be about one loss record.
Yeah.
Like Justin Verlander's had terrible, terrible run support luck this year.
Right. And it's nice to
talk. Shutout. He only got two runs.
Right. And it's great to talk about these guys individually. But as a group is where I just get blown away by some of the numbers. I don't have the updated numbers, but going into this weekend series against Cleveland, I saw this on in a stat graphic on Friday night. The Astros in those four categories I mentioned, starting five, starters ERA, starters WHIP, starters strikeouts per nine innings pitched. Starters, opponent batting average, okay?
Yep.
All four, the best in the history of baseball.
Wow.
Going into the series against Cleveland.
Okay, well, that can't be. Their ERA better than, wow. This would be the best.
Going into the weekend.
Like since the dead ball era, maybe.
Right. Yeah. Okay. And then that's what I'm talking
okay,
about.
Okay, yes. Gotcha.
Going into the series, the starter ERA was 244. The record's 245.
Yeah.
Going into the series, the starter opponent batting average is 196. The record's 206.
Yep.
You know, starters WHIP 0.97, which is just obscene. The record is 1.10. Starters strikeouts per nine innings was like 10.5. The record's like 10.08. They were on a record pace in all four of those categories from a starting rotation standpoint. It's not even June 1st. I get it.
Yeah.
But you cannot not appreciate how ridiculous that is.
I feel like we're playing dueling dork pianos here, Rich. Are you ready for me to throw some stats off?
Of course.
Bling, 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 bling. I'm playing my dork piano here. This is the Astros' whole team ERA. This includes the bullpen.
Right.
2.43. Which leads the Red Sox in the AL by over a full run. The Red Sox are second at 3.6.
Mm-hmm.
The Cubs are second in the majors at 3.28. And the Astros play in a league that has a designated hitter. If the 2.43 ERA team ERA holds up, and it's unlikely, you know, just regression, it'll be the lowest team ERA since the 1919 Cubs put up a 2.21. That was almost a century ago. That was the dead ball era. To put that into context, teams in 1919 averaged 3.9 runs scored per game.
Right.
In 2018, AL teams are averaging over 4.5 runs scored per game. So, I mean, they're doing it in a modern era here where it's absolutely incredible.
Well, and the other thing I think we need to point out is how fortunate they've been. I don't think a starter has missed a start. And you talk about the marathon nature.
To point out.
You talk about the marathon nature of a 162-game season, and we know going into every baseball season that a roster is a fluid thing. It's changing constantly. Players coming and going, in and out of lineup, on and off the roster. They have not had a single starter in their five-man rotation miss a start to this point in the season, knock on wood.
Yeah.
I don't know if the good health is going to continue throughout the season. It rarely does when it comes to a starting rotation, but so far that's an area in which they've been extremely fortunate.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.